Europe's on the edge of what could be its biggest conflict in decades, with Russia refusing to blink despite NATO warning of dire consequences if it invades Ukraine. The United States continues to dispatch armaments into the region despite President Joe Biden still refusing to commit ground forces if conflict breaks out. Gavin Coote reports.
As fears of conflict mount in Ukraine, another shipment of US military aid has arrived in Kyiv. Christina Kavine is with the US Embassy in Ukraine.
We're working together to expedite security assistance in support of Ukraine's sovereign right to self-defense.
Whatever words or warnings the United States is using aren't working yet, as thousands of Russian troops are still gathered near Ukraine's border.
And let me underscore that Russian soldiers sent to Ukraine at the behest of the Kremlin will face fierce resistance.
Moscow says it has no plans to invade, but its demand that NATO promise it'll never allow Ukraine to join, among other requests, isn't something NATO is keen to entertain. That's led to this warning from European Union High Representative Josep Borrell at a security conference in Brussels.
I am convinced that today we are living through the most dangerous moment of the post-Cold War period. We face the risk of a major military conflict on our continent. Russia, 100,000 or more troops and heavy equipment on the Ukrainian border. It's making open threats to use force unless its demands are met. At stake, there is the fate of Ukraine, but also the wider principles of the European security.
The US says it's now working to back up Europe's fuel sources in the event that Russia threatens to block shipments in any conflict over Ukraine. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
But we've also been working to identify additional volumes of non-Russian natural gas from North Africa and the Middle East, Asia, and the United States. We're in discussion with major natural gas producers around the globe to understand their capacity and willingness to temporarily surge natural gas output and to allocate these volumes to European buyers.
And while it's put its troops on alert in response to the Russian military buildup, the White House isn't making any promises as to what it'll do next.
Just to be clear, there is no intention or interest or desire by the president to send troops to Ukraine. NATO is a forum to support our eastern flank partners and countries, and that's what the focus has been on.
Despite all the military posturing, NATO leaders are still pressing for a diplomatic solution. In a joint press conference with Germany's Chancellor, French President Emmanuel Macron reiterated their nation's support for Ukraine.
Face à cette situation,
we are completely united and coordinated in the face of that situation, as European member states, as allied countries within NATO.
Australia is considering new sanctions against Russia if it invades Ukraine. Russia's ambassador to Australia, Alexei Pavlovsky, has told RN Breakfast there's no intention to invade. But he warns Moscow won't bow to any threats.
There is no decision and no intention at all to go to war with Ukraine. As to the sanctions, I think that by now everybody should understand that it is not the language which should be used when talking to Russia. The sanctions just don't work.
It's Russia's ambassador in Australia, Alexei Pavlovsky, ending Gavin Coote's report.